I am Dorothy Psilocybona, and it is with great pleasure to speak with Diana Aka Dana Popovic. Dana is one of Perth's most experienced ethnic broadcasters and a key figure in the voluntary and government work in ethnic social welfare. She is a strong advocate for the rights of migrant women, refugees, ethnic childcare, and multicultural aged care. She is a person of excellent repute and has had a distinguished career in community welfare, plus over 27 years in ethnic and community broadcasting.
It's my pleasure to be talking with you, Dorothy. I normally do the interviewing, but now I'm ready to be interviewed.
Dana, you have been in Australia for many years now, but I know that you still remember the beauty of your birthplace, Karlovac, and your young student days in Zagreb. Will you share your memories with us?
Of course, Dorothy. I was born and educated in Karlovac, former Yugoslavia, in the most beautiful place in the world, at least for me. I had a very happy childhood with my parents, who gave me devout upbringing in the Orthodox Serbian faith. At the age of 6, my childhood was interrupted. Like so many others, I underwent the horrors of the Second World War, living in the mountains until the war came to a halt. I did well at school and began to study criminal law at University of Zagreb. However, I hungered for the adventure and a better way of life. So with some of my university friends, we crossed the border into Austria. I had only my student papers and the clothes on my back. Upon arrival, we were placed in a migrant hostel and resettlement center until we acquired the necessary papers for the chosen destinations. I managed to get through the Australian embassy seeking entrance into Australia.
Why did you choose Australia, Dana?
Well, Dorothy, I chose Australia because it represented a country of freedom and opportunities. Also, it's often said that it's a country of the milk and honey. Coming from communist country, this meant a lot to me, hence my choice. Eventually, in the early 60s, I was selected to go to Australia under the assisted passage scheme. On arrival in Australia, I realized that it was not the land of milk and honey as I imagined to be. In many ways, I was very naive, so it was indeed a big culture shock. I couldn't combine studies and work, plus there was nothing for people whose first language wasn't English. So I worked in domesticity, hospitality, metal industry, clothing industry, etc., etc., to support myself.
Dana joined the Ethnic Community Council of WA in 1980, and from that moment onwards, she has never stopped working to help migrants improve themselves. In fact, she did her best to help everyone, regardless of nationality. She eventually joined ECRU, Ethnic Childcare Resource Unit, on the WA Management Committee. She was also a founding member of the Serbo-Australian Information and Welfare Centre in Western Australia, and is currently president of that centre. From the day of her arrival, she helped Serbian migrants integrate into the Australian community. Having had her personal experiences and witnessed the hardship that people less fortunate than herself encountered, Dana left no stone unturned to help in every way she could. Being a young woman herself, she wanted to be recognized for her skills and capabilities, not just to be called a migrant. In her own words, she helped everyone, not just young women, women in general. Hoping to get help for the advancement of women, their recognition, acceptance, and equality into society. So over many years, Dana has been a strong support for refugees, children, and families, and currently in her older years for the care of the multicultural aged. In fact, Dana was recently awarded a statuette that marked her constant effort and help with the Serbian community, together with her work with children in the Serbian Learning Center. Before long, she was invited to sit on many panels organized by and for the government because of her knowledge and efforts in social welfare. She sat on boards relating to the Migrant Women's Interest Committee of WA, the Bureau for the Aged, the Multicultural Advisory Safer Board, WA Police, and the CRSS, Community Refugee Support Scheme. awarded by the Department of Immigration and Multicultural Indigenous Affairs in recognition of her valuable contributions to the settlement of humanitarian entrance as community support for refugees volunteer. Donna, I am aware that you are highly respected and were honored on many occasions. In 1994, for example, you were awarded a recognition of work for the WA Consumer Forum for the Aged by the Department of Human Services and Health. Certificate of Appreciation from Umbrella, Multicultural Community Services, Inc. In the year 2000, you received a Certificate for Cultural and Humanitarian Sensitivity by West Coast College of TAFE, Balga Campus. Then in 2001, you gained recognition during Bankwest Seniors Week through the Department of Community Development. The year 2002 was probably the most eventful year for you when you were awarded life membership by the Multicultural Radio and Television Association, presented to you by the past Premier of WA, Dr. Jeff Gallup. This was for your 22 years of dedicated service to broadcasting in WA. In the same year, you were recognized by the Ethnic Communities Council as Migrant Woman of the Year. And in November 2005, you were awarded the Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia, FECA, Multicultural Award for Commitment, Contribution and Education to Australian Multiculturalism. Weren't you tempted to hang up your dancing shoes after that, Dana?
No, not at all, Dorothy. There are many more issues I would like to address.
Dana went on to say that in 2004, she was on an investigative committee which resulted in a state strategic plan on WA family and domestic violence to be addressed between 2004 and 2008. She has also been on key investigative committees such as the Office for Seniors Interests and Volunteering Overview that led to the report Culturally and Linguistically Diverse Seniors, and also in regards to matters of family and domestic violence that led to the July 2006 report, Care and Respect, Elder Abuse in Culturally, Linguistic and Diverse Communities, which came from the Department of the Attorney General. I think it was Sheila McHale, the Minister for Women's Interests, Seniors and Youth, who said of your efforts and education that without you, the policies and strategies of the office would not be grounded in reality. High praise indeed, Dana, and so well deserved. Let's now shift to your skill and experience as a broadcaster. We know that in December 2006, you were made a life member of the National Ethnic and Multicultural Broadcasting Council for your dedication to 26 years of ethnic broadcasting. Indeed, from 1996 to the present day, you have been a constant member of the NEMBC Women's Committee, and this led to your pioneering and developing the program Connections, which won several awards, presented by His Excellency the Governor-General of WA, John Sanderson. This was devoted to the empowerment of all women and to participate in all aspects of community life. So, over the years, Dana, what have you achieved through broadcasting?
Well, Dorothy, my great achievement in broadcasting is having ability to do something for my Serbian community. As representative of the Serbian community in WA, I began broadcasting on a university station, 6NR, in early 80s, producing Voice of Serbs. Then when radio station 6CBA got going, we acquired some 4 hours of broadcasting time. I was co-founder of the West Australian Serbian radio session Alexa Šantić from the early 90s to the present day. Our program covers community news, cultural heritage, key interviews with distinguished government officials and leading women's advocates. It has a strong emphasis for useful welfare advice for people of all ages, from infants to seniors. Radio is a lifeline to all migrants. Since 1982, I have been on the executive board of Radio 6CBA Perth, WA. So all in all, I feel that I achieved so much in broadcasting, not only for myself and the Serbian community, but also for the community in general.
Dana, what do you feel is the key point of radio for you?
I believe the key point of radio for me is primarily to prepare my program. However, it is an engaging, spontaneous moment that gives radio its human presence. So if one is encouraging and helpful to the interviewee, the listeners will remember the interview for a long time to come.
Dana, I can vouch for that, for it is a delight to work alongside you. We who work on the program The World of Art here at Radio 6EBA are grateful for your easygoing and generous assistance when called upon at a moment's notice.
Thank you, Dorothy, for the compliment, but as I have always said to my community and colleagues, help others and you in turn will be helped. In fact, my best supporter has been my husband, Voislav, whose constant help contributed to my achievements. It's about seeing ourselves as a one giant tapestry, where each thread has a special place and it combines to make a colorful and rich whole. I am proud to be a small thread of that wonderful tapestry.
Dana, you are not just a small thread. You have made a significant and outstanding contribution to the development of cultural diversity in Western Australia and inspired other leaders in migrant communities. Your efforts have represented a lifelong dedication to the betterment of not only of the Serbian community, but the community as a whole. You are indeed a great Australian, a fine example to us all, Dana. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dorothy.